today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about the view of Imam Ali alayhi salam towards worshipping Allah.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you until I took the first step. And that's when you opened the doors for me.
So be with us, but first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Tuesday, 11th of the month of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter 4 from the Holy Quran, verse 59, and the important point of it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا.
O you who have believed, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. And if you disagree over anything, refer it to Allah and the Messenger, if you should believe in Allah and the Last Day. That is the best way and best in result.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Allah says in chapter 4 of the Holy Quran, verse 59, who are those charged with authority? All the Shiite commentators have the same attitude on this matter, that the purpose of the phrase Ulul Amr mentioned in this verse is the immaculate imams to whom the physical and spiritual leadership of the Islamic society, consisting of all affairs of life, have been given from the side of Allah and His Apostle, and it does not conclude any other than them. The meaning is said according to the contents of 33 authentic traditions cited in a Tafsir al-Burhan, 2nd edition. Of course, our topic is the view of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, towards worshipping Allah. Under this title, we can see examples of his sayings in this regard in the famous book of Nahjul Balagha, a book of letters, sermons, and sayings by Imam Ali, peace be upon him. There are people who worship Allah to gain his favors. This is the worship of traitors, while there are some who worship him to keep themselves free from his wrath. This is the worship of slaves. A few who obey him out of their sense of gratitude and obligations, this is the worship of free and noble men. Even if Allah had not warned of chastisement on those disobedient to him, it would be obligatory by way of gratefulness of his favors that he should not be disobeyed. O Allah, I did not worship you for the fear of chastisement or for the desire towards heaven. Rather, I worship you because I found you worthy of being worshipped.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. A similar concept is reported in another narration by Imam Ali alayhi salam, as mentioned by Allama Majlisi in Bihar al-Anwar, where he says, I have not worshipped you out of fear of your hell, nor for the desire of your paradise. Rather, I found you worthy of worship, and so I worshipped you. In another narration, the three categories of worshippers are described differently, ending with, but I worship him out of love for him, which is the worship of the noble. And it is the safety from his saying, and they shall be secure from the terror of that day. The motives for worship undoubtedly require the intention of seeking closeness to God. It must be for divine reasons and purity from any form showing off or intentions other than God. Jurists have said if someone performs ablution or wudu with the intention of obeying God's command and also to cool their body with water, their ablution is not problematic as they have a joint motive between seeking closeness to God and the coolness of the water. However, if the primary intention is seeking closeness, which would be the case for ablution, for prayer, then subsidiary intentions do not harm. This raises the question of whether performing acts of worship to gain heavenly rewards and its pleasures, including the gardens and palaces of paradise, is consistent with the intention of seeking closeness to God. Similarly, whether performing them out of fear of hell's fire and its tortures is truly pure.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is a point for solidarity and unity among the Islamic sects. The commander of the faithful is a personality whose greatness, characteristics, and high status in Islam are not debated among Muslims. Therefore, we can confidently claim that the commander of the faithful serves as the common point among all sects of Islam. In all areas and at all times, all the sects of Islam consider the commander of the faithful as having a high and prominent status, as is described in the righteous texts of Shia and the Sunni. Therefore, the commander of the faithful is the commonality among all sects of Islam, and he can serve as the point of departure for unity among Muslims. We, regardless of whether we are Shia or Sunni or follow any sect, must set the commander of the faithful as the yardstick and pivot of unity. The commander of the faithful belongs to all of us.
Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah.
profound advice given by Imam Ali to his son, Life of This World. Those who have carefully studied the life of this world, they spend their days as if they know that they are travelers here who have to leave a place that is famine-stricken, unwholesome, and often unfriendly. They know that they have to proceed towards the lands of the next world, which are fertile, congenial, where there are abundant provisions, comforts, and pleasures. They have eagerly embarked on the journey. They feel happy, cherishing the hope of future blessings and the eternal peace. They have willingly accepted the sufferings, troubles, and the hazards of the way in this world, departing with friends, scarcity of food, and lack of comfort during the journey in this world, so that they may reach the destination or paradise, a happy place. They do not resent bearing the hardships, and they do not begrudge giving charity and his assistance to the poor and the needy.
Things change, but needs don't change. The same way the body has a need for nourishment to eat and drink, the spirit has a need for spiritual nourishment, for worshiping, for praying, for fasting. The needs remain the same, even though things have changed. In fact, today, more than ever, during the age of technology and communication and transportation and scientific accomplishments, we are in even a dire need for worship. Today, humans need to worship more than they did previously. Yes, humans have made life easier. Transportation has become easier. You can go from one point of the world to the other point within hours. Communication. You're sitting in one part of the world and you see someone live on your phone. You don't even need to pay money. It's become very easy to see someone live. You see your children, you see your family members. Things have changed. Illnesses and diseases that people would die from centuries ago, today we're finding cures. They're finding cure for cancer. A person could have cancer for 10 years and he doesn't die. With all of these technological advancements and scientific achievements, yet still there's a need for worship. Look at the rates of depression. Today, depression is the world's number one illness. And even the richest countries, the first world countries, the countries that have the most advancements, you see, people are still not happy. People still have depression. The number one medicine that is on demand across the globe are antidepressants. What does this tell you? This tells us that we human beings, as there's advancements, there's technological advancements, we've worked on our bodies. We nourish our bodies, our clothing. Today we have the best of foods. We have the nicest of clothing. We work out. We care for our bodies and our health, but we don't care for our spirits, our nafs. We care for our bodies and we nourish it and we feed it, but we keep our nafs, our spirit, starving.
Brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we continue to learn more about the Holy Quran and the view of Imam Ali towards worshipping Allah. Till another episode, have a nice time.
محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
حيدر حيدر